Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tons of people take a multivitamin. It's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and whole source superfoods, probiotics, and whatever else, you know, to help start your day right. It's going to support your gut health. You know, it's going to help you poop. Helps the nervous system, immune system. Basically, you know, anything you can think of. And it costs less than $3 a day. So it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially during the cold and flu season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for millions of pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free trial packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/sportsdrink. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/sportsdrink to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Let's talk about ColorCast. It's the live audio-only sports talk platform. For your download, you can use. You can talk to myself, you know, if you ever have one of these, other fans, athletes, all that happy crap. Great for watch parties, you know, breakdowns, reacting to breaking news. All you do is download the app and create your profile, link, whatever, and just have spicy takes. All right, welcome into our Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Walt Harris, your host. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Oh, son of a bitch. Brought to you by the Sports Drink. I have no idea why. I can never get them right. You know, they were Armchair Media, then they become Sports Drink. It's just, it's like a creature habit. I mean, we've been Sports Drink for so long now. And, you know, it's like McDonald's. I mean, you order a cheeseburger with just mustard on it, and they still put pickles, onions on it anyway. It just, you know, it's habit. Anytime you customize a sandwich at a fast food place, actually, Wendy's is the most notorious for it. Because, you know, what I like about McDonald's is, like, now I use the app if I need to really customize a sandwich because it's easier that way. But Wendy's was the most notorious for customizing your sandwiches because you would tell them like certain things and they would still give you the same whatever you ordered. And it was just the oddest thing ever. You know, but I'm sure they have the app now too. But, you know, that's one thing I can say about the app itself. You know, especially with food ordering apps, especially for fast food, it's made things easier to customize your food, you know. Because you can sit at the drive-thru, and of course, you know, it's, especially if you have that one person who likes it like a certain way. Like, I want a hamburger cut down the middle. I would like just lettuce, onion, you know, grilled onion, you know. And you're trying to explain this to people over the drive-thru, and it's a pain in the ass. Where now you have the app, you can, it's a little easier to do it. I mean, you have to go pick up the food or whatever, but, you know, with Chick-fil-A, usually I would do curbside because it was a lot easier to do. Or now I do pick up as well. I just order and go pick it up. It's just, you're not dealing with a drive-thru as much. Because drive-thrus, you always got that one person who's got a long order or they're taking text messages and phone calls while they're ordering. And it's like the real pain in the ass. I mean, I've dealt with that before, living with somebody, you know, and she'd always would, you know, text me after I'd just placed the order. Thank God I have to deal with that shit no more. But, you know, it's all about consistency. I mean, that's, you know, people have been arguing about the whole chicken sandwich debate because Popeyes came out with that chicken sandwich, and really it's not a bad sandwich, but I think it's just overhyped through social media. It's just an overhyped fad. And the thing about Popeyes is, I mean, my oldest child loves Popeyes now. He likes when I go to it. He's more of a fan of the chicken strips than anything else. But the thing about Popeyes is their service isn't that great. And of course, I did get a chicken sandwich from last time, and it was soggy. The bun was hard, and the breading was soggy, which means it was probably sitting for a while. Probably the bun got hard sitting underneath that heat lamp, and of course, from it being in that foil pack, the sandwich probably got wet as well. Because on top of that, you're putting the sauce on the top and the bottom of the bun, and it was, yeah, I couldn't even fucking eat it. That's why pretty much Chick-fil-A will always beat Popeyes or anything else, because it's consistency. When I get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I know exactly what I'm getting. I'm getting a decent sandwich. It's going to be basically the same thing every time. And if I want to sauce it up, all I do is ask for whatever sauce they have, whether it's if I want to put barbecue on it, Chick-fil-A sauce, sriracha, whatever. I mean, or Polynesian. Or honey, sometimes, honey on a spicy sandwich is pretty good because, like a spicy biscuit as well. Yeah, I mean, it's people always wonder why people go back to Chick-fil-A, and it's consistency. And plus they have good customer service as well. I mean, you want that. It's a big thing. It keeps people coming back no matter what, no matter how long the line is, and whatever. What else happened this past month? Let's see. We had Valentine's Day. My Valentine's Day was pretty decent. I mean, last two ones have been good. I mean, when you're going through like a separation, it kind of sucks. It's that anyway, definitely sucks for a lot of things. I mean, But I saw that flower. I mean, that the bouquet. I mean, the most overrated gift is flowers. I mean, because for as much as they cost, they're gonna die in a few days anyway. I mean, if you really want to buy your loved one flowers, just wait till the day after Valentine's Day, where all the bouquets are marked half off, or a day or two later. Then you can buy the flowers, because I was seeing like flower arrangements at like Kroger. They were going for 75, $80. I'm like, people. I was like, Jesus. That much for that? I mean, I'm not gonna do that. I mean, not for something that's gonna probably die in a day, or you get them cheaper any other time. I mean, or if you're, I mean, I'm sure if you're proactive, you order them maybe like weeks in advance, and maybe they're cheaper by then. But I guess if you're a last minute person and you just don't know what to get that person, you get them, Yeah, don't do it. I say go balloons over to flowers, and do other stuff. I mean, if you're buying it for a woman, buy her just stuff she's gonna like. I mean, candles, you can never go wrong with candles or anything from Bath and Body Works. I mean, go there. They have plenty of stuff: body washes, lotions, all kind of stuff. I mean, stuff for like clearing your mind, relieving stress. I mean, they have all those scents, all that other therapy crap. You can go there and do that. I haven't really been podcasting because I don't know, there hasn't been much to talk about. I mean, I could talk about basketball, but it's kind of a waste of time. I kind of knew they were going to have a bad month, because if you looked at their schedule for that month of February, for this month, past month of February, it was going to be a pretty bad one. It wasn't going to be a fun time. But I did. My son hasn't really gone. He took a break from his PlayStation 4, and I was playing Grand Theft Auto for a while. I bought Madden 22, and I've been playing that all month, and I've been trying to master that. I haven't played. The last Madden I played was 2004, and the leap from 2004 to 2022 is a big leap. But one thing I will say, it's the defense, the computer is much more brighter in this one. I mean, it seems to adapt to your play calling a good bit, and you have to change things up, and each team is different on how you play them. Like, for instance, Joe Burrow and Baker Mayfield, I could sit in zone coverage, and eventually they're going to screw up. Tom Brady, I couldn't do that, or Pat Mahomes. I couldn't do it to, I couldn't do it to any of those guys because they just would pick me apart. Defensively, you don't run against Aaron Donald. He's pretty much he's probably more deadly in the game than he is in person. Yeah, you definitely don't do that. I mean, the Rams have their defense is, God, they're hard to play against. I was able to beat the Rams basically by slants. I was putting Deontay Johnson and Juju and running slants, and I was able to, you know, pick him apart that way. And of course, Samuels, the running back, getting him out of the backfield and shotgun. I mean, basically, some of these defenses, to beat them, you got to spread them out. But that's, yeah, but that's pretty much what I've been doing for the most part. Basically playing Madden and that's, you know, working and not too much else. I mean, it's, I was supposed to have a podcast about strip clubs, and I haven't done that yet, and I need to do that. But we got so much catching up to do that. Well, let's start off with some Pitt football stuff. They started spring practice. One thing that I'm eager looking forward to is the offense, how it's, you know, Keaton and Nick Patty, who's going to be the man. Obviously, how the offense works under Cignetti. I mean, we saw how it was with Deion Lewis and Ray Graham. How does it work with Hammond and Izzy? How does it work with those guys? I think we're going to be good on receiver. I mean, I'm curious though, because we're changing receiving coaches from Brendan Marion to Tequan Underwood. How does that work out? Is there much of a difference? What's the transition like? Defensively, I'm not too worried. I mean, we did have some losses, but I think we'll be fine for the most part. Pat Narduzzi mentioned the key thing was getting more money for his assistants, which is great because you need good assistant coaches, and I think he realizes that. Assistants are a big thing right now. So that helps. But look at the Pitt schedule. Let's see. They're at home against West Virginia. I don't expect this game. People are expecting us to blow out West Virginia, but if you look at the history and our wins against them, I mean, I mentioned one of my tweets that our average win margin was around 5 points. And so I don't expect this game to be a blowout. I expect it to be a close game because West Virginia is going to be looking a lot different this year as well. So I don't see that. You know, like I said, I don't see that. You know, I see Pitt having a good chance of winning this game. I think they can't. They will win it, but I don't see a blowout. They have Tennessee at home. Tennessee was a completely different team at the end of the year than they were when we played them last year, which was early in the year. This will be a tough one. So, you know, I'm gonna make this a loss. So, West Virginia win, Pitt win, Tennessee win. Then they go at Western Michigan. I think Pitt learned their lesson after last year, and I think they avenged this loss. Then they got Rhode Island. That's at home. They should win that one. They got Georgia Tech at home. Should be a definitely winnable game. Virginia Tech should still be winnable despite a different coaching staff. Then they go at Louisville. The quarterback for Louisville, Cunningham's his name. Malik Cunningham, overrated. They should be able to beat them. North Carolina. We'll beat North Carolina. I'm sure Mack Brown will be asleep during that game. Syracuse is definitely winnable. Now, the Virginia will be a tough one because their quarterback came back this year. And that's Brennan Armstrong. I almost called him Brennan Marion, but that's Brennan Armstrong. He was a big name last year, and I think he is going to, you know, I think for UVA, although Bronco Mendenhall is gone now, he retired, I still think UVA is one of the favorites to win the Coastal. Duke's another winnable game. Miami, always a tough one. we'll probably lose to Miami. So if we look at the roster, if we look at the schedule here overall, Pitt starts at their first two games at home. Actually, 5 of their first 6 games are at home. They got West Virginia, Tennessee, then around Western Michigan at home against Rhode Island, then Georgia Tech, and then, I mean, that's 5 or 6 home, you know, but at home then. But the next half is kind of painful because then they got Louisville, and then they go to Chapel Hill on the road, and they're home at Syracuse. So they have 2 road games. Then they come back to home with Syracuse. Then they go back on the road at Charlottesville, and then Duke, and then, well, you know, that's the second leg of the schedule isn't too bad. I mean, it's not like they're on the road every week. You know, they catch a break here and there. Overall, this isn't really a bad schedule. I mean, they're at home for most of the games, and in fact, they have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 road games. 7 home, 5 road. And now, if they played in the Big Ten, they would have, or SEC, they would have, if they played in the Big Ten, they would have 4 road games. If they play in SEC, probably three road games. You know, all their out-of-conference games would be at home. And they wouldn't be against Power 5 teams. You could probably say the same for the Big Ten as well. But overall, it's not a bad schedule. You know, it's not. I mean, they should be able to get their patent at 7 wins. I mean, that's not out of the question. But hopefully we'll have some more input with this with spring drills coming up, because that's really the only thing we have to look forward to for the most part in terms of big money sport to Pitt. Now let's go to Pitt basketball, for instance. Pitt basketball. This month was pretty brutal. I mean, we had a last night we had a love fest between, you know, we had a Duke love fest last night. Let's be honest. I mean, we basically, you know, honored Coach K the entire night. It was his night. I mean, if next season's gonna be a bad season, we should probably find what coaches are retiring next year for next year, and maybe we should just have them up and just have a little parade for them. You know, if Dick Grote was there, and I'm sure he enjoyed every minute of it. I mean, when you get fired, when you receive news of your termination by somebody calling you, your daughter, your granddaughter, and telling them, I'm sure you're enjoying the, you know. I'm sure you're sitting back and watching your alma mater and kick the shit out of your old place you used to work for. I mean, the line on that game was Duke minus, I think, 15, and I'm sure it was tempting for Pitt to take the plus 15, but this game was never close. And overall, this was just a bad year for Pitt basketball in general. I mean, the women's had so much promise with their out-of-conference schedule. Then Big 12, I mean, ACC play started, and they took one of the biggest nosedives. So I'm not sure what happens with Lance White. I'm sure he gets another year. Although his buyout probably isn't much at this point. But it's the women's program. What are they going to do? They're probably going to let the guy build. Jeff Capel's buyout's pretty big, so I don't see him. He's going to be back another year. And I'm sure, I mean, I said this in the last podcast, he's going to probably be back because this is Heather's hire. And, you know, when you make hires like this, you stand by them as much as you can. And for Jeff Capel, the big thing is going to be the transfer portal, because recruiting was just a crapshoot. Now, TCU knocked off Kansas, and Jamie was on the hot seat coming into this year. Mainly because the team only made a tournament once. They made the NIT a bunch of times. And the conference record, his record against Texas teams wasn't that great. And if you're, they didn't bring Jamie in just to be a bubble team. Just to win 20 games to be a bubble team. They beat him because they wanted him to elevate. But they hired him to elevate the program with the other Texas teams. It looks like he's done that this year. One thing that's really helped him is the transfer portal. Majority of his contributors, I mean, Mike Miles, he recruited, but most of the other key contributors, they all came from the transfer portal. And I think this is going to allow Jamie, this is going to benefit him more than anything else, because the transfer portal is going to allow him to get players that he really wants. And he won't have to do much of the, you know, ass-kissing to do it. You know, he's going to be able to get guys that he wants, and I'm just reading some of the stuff on Twitter right now, but, you know, there's been so many takes about Dixon leaving Pitt, and I mean, it's a cesspool. I mean, the guy's been gone for 6 years. I mean, we can't undo what happened. I wish we could undo the events after him going. I mean, he was going to be gone no matter what. It was quite obvious. But, I mean, if we could just undo the events that happened after the fact, that'd be nice. And if we could have just not hired Kevin Stallings. And, of course, we hired Jeff Capel. And I think, you know, I don't think Duke just handed him to us just to, you know. I don't think it was to sabotage us. I mean, because Coach K, when Pickett invited the ACC, Coach K was really, really excited about. He was really excited when Pitt joined, so I don't think that was the point at all. I think he thought Capel could succeed here, and he was brought in, and he got some nice players, and then they left, and now we're pretty much, you know. You know, it is what it is. It's just, you know, it's done. We can't undo it. But, I mean, what also hurt Jamie was the fact that he flirted with UCLA, and of course he couldn't, if TCU would have budged on the buyout and lowered it, he would have been gone. And they didn't, and they kept him. But, I mean, yeah, it's going to work out for him. I mean, as far as Coach Capel goes, he's going to have to use the transfer portal like Dixon does. He's got to get the players that he really needs, and just hope it all falls together. That's the key thing. It's not so much getting players, but hoping they all come together. And of course, let me talk to you guys about Athletic Greens. You know, you're getting safe, high-quality vitamins, minerals, you know, and it's going to help you with your gut health, your immune system, all the bells and whistles. I mean, reclaim your health, arm your immune system. It's daily nutrition, especially for cold and flu season. No need for the pills and all that other stuff. I mean, it's just a scoop and some water, you know, and go to athleticgreens.com/sportsdrink. You can get, a free one-year supply of our immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free trial packs for the first purchase. And of course, check out KellerCast. I mean, live audio and sports talk platform, free to download and use. You can write the whole bunch of stuff. You know, I mean, Kenny Pickett just, you know, did an NFL interview, and we'll get to that here in a minute. You know, you could talk about that, how he looks up to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we'll get into that here in a minute. But all you need to do is download the app. It's on the iOS App Store, create your profile, link your Twitter, and come in with your great takes. Speaking of spiciest takes, I mean, I'm seeing people talk about Kenny Pickett now because he prefers Biggie over Pac, which, that's kind of got me a little concerned, but not really. I mean, I don't hate either rapper. I think I would listen more likely to Tupac than Biggie. But I don't think Biggie's a bad choice either. I don't think he sucks. I mean, I would listen. I mean, if there's no Pac, I'm definitely going to listen to Biggie. But they said if there's an NFL player looks up to, it's Aaron Rodgers. And people, I guess, on Twitter are a little, you know, they're just a handful of them are a little bit, I guess, annoyed by this. But, I mean, for one thing, Kenny Pickett's his own guy. He's his own man. He's a lot different than Aaron Rodgers is. I think, if anything, if you're striving to be a quarterback in the NFL, you're definitely going to strive to be, you're going to look up to Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think it's really anything to get really too upset over or, you know, weird about. But anyways, is there anything else we can talk about? Well, you know, not much to talk about the Steelers. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, shoot, I forgot to tell you guys about this. Oh, I have to get up for this. Now, the Super Bowl happened. I forgot we had a Super Bowl. So we had, which, you know, who won that? Oh, Rams and Bengals. And, yeah, I was pretty annoyed. I was pretty annoyed at the end by the Bengals getting that, you know, that call against them, but they got away with one on that touchdown. So, it evened out. But the Bengals had every opportunity to put that game away and move the ball. You know, I think Tyler Boyd's going to have nightmares about that pass he dropped, because that could have been a big thing. I do think the Bengals can get back to the Super Bowl. They have, you know, they have a really good offense. If they keep their offensive core together, try to clean up some things, I think they can be back for sure. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. What happened? Well, it was great. I had a picture. The specials at the bar. I mean, because I went to the same bars I usually do. A picture of Michelob Ultra was $8, and really all I need is a picture, and it was hilarious because the waitress kept coming back and filling up my thing, and kept asking me, "Are you sure you don't want anything else?" I mean, that picture of Michelob, it was a big picture. It lasted me the whole game because I'm not much of a drinker anymore. You know, I had my birria tacos, and of course I got a brisket sandwich to go because I was going to need something to soak up the alcohol later. But all they had this year was the nachos, free chips and queso and salsa this year. And I think they did it because they want them to order off the food menu more. And of course, they had the guy doing the barbecue. You know that's because he was outside set up for that. Because if you're offering free hot dogs and, you know, nachos, no one's gonna eat what's on your food menu. And of course, if the guy's saying this barbecue stuff, he's not staying up there to sit there for his health. But the food was really good, though. I mean, the birria was really good. Last year with COVID, they didn't have the food laid out, and of course the doors were open because it was nice out. And I mean, if you wanted hot dogs, that you just told them what you wanted on them, and they took care of it. But I mean, still, just free chips, and I mean, that's just, you know, that sucks. I wasn't a fan of that. I remember when they used to have a whole tray, they had a whole, like, spread out, I remember, where it was, like, they had the hot dogs, they had a talk, one time they had talk hot dogs, tacos, they even had pot stickers, too, and a whole bunch of stuff. And 2 years ago, which, you know, before the COVID, I remember they had the hot dogs and just nachos, and I just remember, and I still get pissed off over this, I haven't really gone over this, people brought their whole freaking families to that, man. They ain't brought their dogs to the damn game, to the damn thing inside the bar. And they all ate the hot dogs and the nachos and they just left at halftime. I mean, it was basically a free dinner for these folks. And I understand, I have kids. I can't entirely hate on that. But that just annoyed the fuck out of me. I haven't gone over that. I'm gonna need to learn to let that go. And just move. You know, I just can't though. I mean, yeah. There's plenty of things to be angry about, I guess. I don't know. But as far as the game, yeah, like I said, as far as the game goes, yeah, it was a good game. I mean, I know a lot of people were still a little bit annoyed by Odell Beckham going to the Rams because his dad, they went on this little thing against Baker Mayfield, and, you know, but I mean, Odell earned his ring. I mean, he, people, some people are saying he didn't. The guy caught a damn touchdown pass before getting hurt. So, I mean, the guy gave his all in that playoff thing. So, and I think pretty much any guy deserves a Super Bowl ring. I mean, if he's worked hard all of his life and he gets a ring, he deserves it. I mean, it's whatever. Now, as I close this podcast, let me see here. Because I have not much else. I really need to write a lot of stuff down that I need to talk about, because when I start podcasting, I just forget about it. Oh yeah, that's a couple of items. First of all, I did break down and purchase a multi-use air fryer. It has a grilling feature and a whole bunch of other stuff. The grilling feature is awesome because I can, you know, if there's stuff I'm going to grill like steaks and whatnot, I can do it. I've been air frying wings and chicken tenders, and I also did the copycat Raising Cane's recipe for their sauce. Now, there's people that get like really annoyed by Raising Cane's because they said that they don't season their chicken tenders enough. Now, I did make my own tenders and I seasoned them. And I dipped them in the copycat cane sauce. What I can say is, the cane sauce itself is basically ketchup, mayo, Worcestershire sauce. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Whatever. Garlic salt, pepper. So I think it's basically a seasoned sauce. And if you're going to season your chicken tenders like everybody does on Twitter or social media, where if they season their food, they basically dump, you know, if you watch a lot of these videos, they basically, their definition of seasoning things is to dump half of the, thing of the seasoning into the thing. And if you're going to season your stuff like that, you're not really going to taste the sauce. You're going to taste the seasoning on your chicken, or on anything. I mean, any dipping sauce for that matter. So that's the point of that's pretty much the point of why Cane's doesn't season their food enough, is because they're known for the cane sauce. And when you dip your tenders into the cane sauce, you're tasting the cane sauce. That's the whole point. It's not to dump a half a container of seasoning into your bowl. Because it takes away from it. Because I mean, if your food's really really seasoned really well, maybe overly seasoned, there's no point of having a dipping sauce because it's already it's got enough flavor as it is. You don't need to dip. And a lot of times it's pointless because you're tasting the actual food in the yard. And yeah, so yeah, of course. That's another topic. How to get and walk away from it. Now, I will say one last thing to one of my followers, who I guess, you know, I am, you know, living the bachelor life. I have 3 kids, and I saw this person. I guess I follow her on my timeline. First of all, the dang has changed a lot since back when I did it. And I guess this girl got frustrated because I guess things were going pretty well for her. And I guess the guy she was supposed to go out with, I guess he just decided not to talk with her anymore. And I learned, and supposedly he was divorced and separated. I can say this, a lot of times it's hard for people that are divorced, separated, to date. And it's because, especially if they have kids, if kids are involved, and if they're recently divorced and separated, because there's, if they're just separated, going through a divorce, and if they start dating, sometimes if lawyers are involved, it can get ugly. And if that's not the case, a lot of times, there's some sort of other thing. They have something residual from their divorce separation that they have not, you know, caught a grasp on, and that's why they can't date. Or the person they're dealing with that's the divorce separated from is basically going to give them drama. And you don't want that drama to circulate into the new person you're dating because, they're not going to invest their time into it. I mean, that's one thing I dealt with when I tried to start dating was I got questions about how things are with me and my ex, how are my kids, because they want to know how things are before they invest their time into me. And, I've dealt with rejection because they don't want to deal with somebody who has young kids, and that's just part of life. You gotta be realistic. And I mean, as far as this person goes, I mean, I guess she felt there was something wrong with her, and really, I don't think it's anything she did at all. I think when you date somebody that's married, that's divorced, separated, and they decide to cancel out on you, and it's probably has nothing to do with you. It's something that's doing with them. They got something from that whole thing that they're dealing with, and they just got to address it. It's either that or they found somebody and they decide that, whatever. But it's just a matter of how it goes. If everything's good 1 minute and then it's a hard cut, then something happened. But I mean, if they had the decency to tell you, at least tell you, then it's nothing you did at all. It's something with them. But anyways, guys, I'll end it there. Talk to you soon. I may have a guest on pretty soon on my podcast. In fact, I need to reach out to them today and see if they can do something, because we may record tomorrow, depending on how things go. Anyways, guys, let me close out with this last thing from Sports Drink. Today's episode of this show is brought to you by Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. It's a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and non-sports. They're here to help us grow and help and hate your favorite team. Not help. I almost said hate. I almost said help instead of hate. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type at sportsdrink. It's SPRTSDRNK. Basically, you're removing the vowels. All we ask is close the door behind you and we'll try to let the funk out. How to pick, guys. Bye.